Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I am very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6711. 6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we go to those callers, I'd like to say once again to everyone, welcome to Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for following the show, for supporting me, and for getting the word out about these extraordinary channeled weekly programs. Thank you for listening in, whether it's on computer or by phone, or perhaps you're listening to one of the many archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. All you need to go to is the Angel Healing House radio page on that Blog Talk Radio site and scroll down, and there are over 3.5 years of archived shows on many, many different topics. So firstly, listeners, there's a reminder that today we're experiencing a new moon, and new moons are all about starting with a clean slate and writing our heartfelt desires and speaking them to the moon. What we would desire most to be born in the next 2 weeks by the full moon. You know, new moons are all about manifestation. And as a little bit of a ritual, you might wish to sage an area where you're going to be writing down your wishes and your hopes. You might like to light a candle. You might like to take some crystals and arrange them into some sort of energetic grid to help amplify your wishes. And with the intention of all of this, of fulfilling your dreams and goals, you can write down your desires. And then once you've written them down, then close your eyes and visualize and feel what it feels like to be already achieving your goals, to already being in the life that you visualize for yourself. You know, some people make vision boards. Some people post photos as screensavers. So whenever they turn on their computers or look at their desktop image, it shows them an image of a dream house, a dream job, or something that you want to realize. All of these things work with the subconscious. And the subconscious goes beyond just what is in our physical reality. You can spend some time over the next few days of the inception of this new moon, just visualizing and feeling those manifestations as if they have already happened. And the posse of angels are chiming in here. They're saying, the size of your belief in your dreams is commensurate with what manifests in your life. So please, over the next few days of this new moon, please do give your dreams and your goals and your wishes a lot of energy, because this is a remarkable new moon that we're in now, and it will keep you in good stead to bring in the manifestation of those dreams. I see that we have several callers for those free angel readings. 208, you will be up first, then 206, and 209 in that order. So if you're a regular listener, you know that I would like to take about 20 minutes or so to speak about our topic of the day before taking your phone calls for that free angel advice. And the posse of angels wish to talk about a topic today that they are calling angels. Arrange your social media. You know, listeners, I recently was given the very clear signs to connect on yet another social media site. My first sign came toward the end of last year when a new client asked me if I would like to connect on Instagram. Never having given this site much thought, I replied, "Well, thank you. But I said that I've had enough on my plate with all my other postings." My next sign came when I was in Australia earlier this year, and my sister-in-law proudly showed me her children's Instagram photos and all of the many followers that they had. I was impressed with their efforts, but I didn't think any more about it. And just this past week, 3 months after returning from our trip, a friend from Australia visited us in Los Angeles, and she said, "Let's connect on Instagram." Well, this time, when it was mentioned, I felt an excitement I had not felt before, and suddenly I got shivers and tingles all over me. Within a few moments, she was giving me a crash course in Instagram, and you know what? I've been posting photos ever since. I don't know why it's taken me so long to get started on sending photos in this way, for I'm not a stranger to putting myself out there on social media. Between my pages on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Pinterest and MailChimp for my newsletters and Google, well, I got to tell you, my fingers were already pretty busy posting daily and weekly and monthly reminders for my Angel Healing House radio shows, my newsletters, and updates for my business. But when the urgings of God, which is my intuition, gave me a huge nudge through my shivers that it was time to enter the world of Instagram, I finally stepped forward and connected. And that was 6 months after I was given my first sign, or really, I might have been given signs before that, but it was the first sign that I noticed for Instagram, and that was 6 months ago. Which got me thinking, listeners, what would have happened if I would have signed up on Instagram the moment that I was introduced to it at the end of 2014? Was there someone important that I was supposed to connect with then? Did I possibly miss the connection by delaying to sign up? If I'd signed up 6 months earlier, would I have been contacted and offered either a business or career opportunity that would have garnered me unbelievable success? Well, as always, the posse of angels is laughing with me, because they don't laugh at us. They are reminding us that although so much of what we experience depends upon divine timing, they are absolutely emphasizing that we cannot miss out on an opportunity that has been offered to us, even though we choose to decline it with our free will. For these opportunities that the angels bring us contain very important connections with souls that we need to meet for our growth and also for the growth of that individual as well. They are emphasizing that the universe desires what we desire and that we cannot miss out on an opportunity, even though we decline it, because it will be recycled and brought around again and reintroduced to us at a later date. The posse of angels is saying that many times it takes, on average, for something to be presented to us 3 times before we get that aha moment and do something about it. You know, 3 is the number of creation, magic, alchemically bringing forces together into physical reality. Remember that 3 comes after the energy of the number 2, which is about the co-creative dance of the energies of, firstly, our heartfelt intentions, and secondly, the joining with the energy of God's source that provides the fulfillment of those desires. And now that I've been on Instagram for a whole 2 weeks, the huge news here is that, well, nothing has happened. Well, nothing tangible as yet, other than having fun posting photos, gathering followers, and following others. And the posse of angels is reminding us that what happens as a result of taking inspired action on the signs that we are given is not for us to determine. In fact, it's the providence of God and the angels that determines the way and the timing that the fulfillment of our dreams manifests. It may not be till months or years down the track that I'll actually see the tangible reason as to why I needed to be on Instagram, or it just may never be revealed to me. And while many of the members of my posse of angels have never lived a human life and they certainly have never experienced modern technology, they do fully understand the importance of having a social presence to get our message out to a wider audience. Okay, for instance, they are saying that early in his ministry, Jesus followed the Word of God, which was his intuition, to take his wisdom and teachings and share it with many people by organizing the Sermon on the Mount, much like one might set up an event on Facebook today for just such a presentation. This enabled him to get his message out to many people. Okay, the Posse of Angels is also referencing Moses and how he followed God's word, which was his intuition, to bring forth the Ten Commandments and present them to the children of Israel on Mount Sinai, which was a pretty grand and impressive platform to showcase his message, to say the least. Jesus and Moses never were on Facebook. They did not post selfies on Instagram. And certainly they didn't troll for disciples and converts on LinkedIn, for in their time, these avenues were not available. But this did not stop them from getting their message out. The Posse of Angels is pointing out that after they brought forth their divinely inspired message, both Jesus and Moses did not hang onto their laptops. They didn't hang onto their cell phones or tablets. Okay, Moses hung onto two very different tablets, but they didn't wait. They didn't obsess and watch for how many likes and how many followers they had in order to determine the worth or the importance of the message that they were divinely led to bring forth. They only needed to step forward when divinely called to deliver their message. God and the angels do the rest for the highest order of all concerned. And listeners, so it is with us, because ultimately it's all about the message and not about the base, which the current popular song would have us to believe. It is all about the message. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that everyone will be shown on what platform would be best to present their heartfelt messages. For every one of us has been gifted with absolutely extraordinary talents and abilities and the free will to step forth when God, which is our intuition speaking to us, is heard and felt within our hearts. The Posse of Angels wish fortune every one of us to remember that with all the information overload that we have on technology these days, many of us are so confused more than ever as to where and on what platforms to present our message, to present ourselves. And to aid us in knowing the exact place where to best present our message, the Posse of Angels are going to give us some very important pointers. Okay, so listen up, everybody. This, including myself, is going to be important. Firstly, they are saying, stop trying to figure out which place would be best, for there is no one best place. They wish us to be still for the divine will of heaven to show us the next inspired action to take and to trust and to action it. For it is not ours to figure out statistics, demographics, figures, numbers, indicators as to getting our message to the so-called right people. It is only to come to God's source as a child, let go of always trying to figure life out and allowing ourselves to be led in this extraordinary co-creative dance with this loving source that always has our back and is always directing us and showing us those signs and messages to take inspired action for our highest good and the greatest good of all concerned. So please, don't spend time worrying and stressing as to how to market yourself, where to post, and how many likes and followers that you have. Instead, the Posse of Angels is reminding us to put all our emphasis on our unique and God-given message and to go out and present it in the most authentic, honest, open, and loving of ways. And then ask, you ask for a sign to be revealed to you as to the opportunities and the connections that would be the best platforms to bring forth that message by allowing God and the angels to be your social media and directing you through your intuition. It will be the most perfect avenue for you to take at that moment. You know, listeners, the Posse of Angels is looking at each and every one of you and saying you were not gifted with your amazing talents and abilities to keep them hidden away. By allowing yourself to passionately and creatively shine your gifts on the planet, all you need to do next is to trust and have faith that you will be divinely led and directed and shown the best platforms to step up on, even if it's only to one person, and to passionately deliver your message. Before we go on, to speak more about letting God and the angels be our social media, let's go to those phone callers. Thank you so much for hanging on there. 208, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
This is Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for taking my call today.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And have you found that you've been given signs as to where to step forward and to deliver that message that you have?
Well, I got a sign today first thing in the morning when I woke up and saw your post on my Facebook page to call, and I had a really strong feeling to call you today.
There you go. And every time we follow that really strong feeling, which is God speaking to us through our intuition, we don't even have to know why we are stepping forward and we're actioning it. But things cannot manifest for us until we dance that co-creative dance with that higher source and the angels and step forward. So what's been going on in your life?
Well, I have always been an empath. I can really feel and sense people's emotions. I've done that since I was little, and I've just always had a strong sense of that. And I ask every day that God speak through me to anybody that I speak to, because I've always felt that I should be a motivational speaker or coach teaching people to lead a positive-based life. And anybody I speak to regarding issues that they have in their life, it just comes natural for me to say the right things to them. But I want to turn that into a business. And I'm not sure what your angel posses are going to tell you about that for me, but I also want to know if you can tell me who my guardian angel is and their name.
Okay, all right. Now, my posse of angels are not big on names. They're more big on energies, but we will ask and see if they'll make an exception here. The first thing that I wrote down was that why aren't you doing this as a profession, even before you said, about taking it and making it a profession. They're saying everyone must start small. Everyone must start where they currently are. Do you have business cards?
I don't. I haven't. I don't know where to start as far as,
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. They're very excited, and they're saying they'll tell you exactly where to start. Okay.
Okay,
all right.
I'm very excited as well.
They want you to, they're giddy with excitement now. They want you to go online and get 250 business cards for free. You don't have to put a lot of money, but they also want, they're saying, they want your face on that card. I don't know if you can get the free card with your photo on it, but they're saying your energies as an empath are so divine and heavenly that people must see your face to be able to connect with you. And I know you're getting shocked about this. Okay, so they want you to put your face on this business card. Then they want you to make up a flyer, some kind of, it doesn't have to be a threefold flyer, but some kind of a flyer that lists your services of what you're going to provide for people. And how much you value yourself as to these services that you're going to give. I mean, whether you're going to do reading, or whether you're going to do, they're just throwing some, you're going to do coaching, you're going to do counseling. And when you do counseling, if you're not a professional counselor, you can call yourself an intuitive counselor to do whatever readings you want, coaching, you know, intuitive advising, spiritual advisor, spiritual teacher, whatever that is. If you have a knowledge about crystals, if you have a knowledge about meditation, if you have a knowledge, see, as metaphysicians and as spiritual teachers, we tend to undermine the vast spiritual knowledge that we have. Okay? And we don't give ourselves credit for all of the things that we know. You could even teach tarot. You could even teach angel readings. You could hold meditation nights. These are all, I remember when I started off, I had, and I was teaching Reiki. I had six students, and I started off having meditation nights for just those six students. And then they wanted to bring their friends. Then they brought their family members. And suddenly it went from six people to a couple of months later, having 25 to 30 people hanging off the rafters of my lounge room to hear the channel and eating cupcakes afterwards. And I got so many clients from that. So they're saying, Rhonda, it's time to take your light and to shine it forth. Okay, while I'm shuffling the cards, I will ask them about that guardian angel.
Okay.
All right, let me see here.
I would like to tell you thank you so much, because a lot of people tell me when they stand in my presence, they feel light and energy from me just by standing in my presence. And I'm like, oh, thanks. You know, I don't quite understand what that means. But evidently, they tell me I shine brightly and I feel they get good vibes from me. I don't know why that is.
Okay. Whoa. They're not giving me the... do you have a grandmother who's crossed over?
Yes, my grandma, okay. Yes.
Yeah, it's your grandmother. Is it them? They say it's your grandmother who is your guardian angel, but they also told me that you have such extraordinary energies that that one archangel that's around you all the time is Archangel Metatron. And Archangel Metatron is the voice of God, is the voice of God. And I'm getting such strong shocks about that. You have extraordinary energies, Rhonda. You need to step forth and realize this. And they're saying, even if you had the faith of a mustard seed and put that card out there, put that flyer out there, ask to be of service and for them to show you the best way to do that. And then you will be inundated. You will be inundated with people. Okay, let's just go to the cards here and let's see what comes out for you. I am so excited for you. The first card is the Queen of Pentacles. The Queen of Pentacles here tells you that you need to ground this, because pentacles are about the earth. You need to ground this in physical reality, and then the abundance will come to you. You will make your avocation, your vocation. And you will be so busy that you will eventually be able to maybe quit your day job. But, you know, they're not saying to do that
Wonderful.
Now, but they're saying that the Queen of Pentacles is certainly here to tell you to ground that in physical reality for that abundance to come in. Oh my gosh, I love this reading the sun card from you. You are radiant. I know you know these cards back and forth. You need to shine this out to the world, honey. Not only for yourself in this lifetime, they're also saying that you have been destroyed in other lifetimes for doing this. And they're saying it will not happen in this lifetime. Go forth and radiate. And the next card is the Seven of Wands. And that Seven of Wands is believing in yourself and stepping up. And, of course, the wands are your career, your profession. It's those ideas and that vision that you have for yourself. And you will rise very high, and you will rise above. They're saying rising above the competition, because all you need to do is action it. And bring forth that beautiful energy of yours. Do you Reiki?
I don't. I'm really good with my hands and skills, but I don't currently. I'm not trained in any way of that.
Okay.
I really am well with my words with people. In speaking to people, I'm really well with my words as far as God speaking through me.
Okay, so I'm just picking up the energy work that you do. So all they're saying is to go out and to open yourself up to receive. They said don't look far afield. Just look in your neighborhood, where your neighbors are, in your community, because you're not there by happen chance, and you will be divinely led, sweetheart. So I hope that's of help for you.
Can I just ask one more thing? I would like to know, should I be partnering with someone? Should I go to a business that's already established and be part of that business? Or
no.
I'm not sure how get started in that way.
Okay. No. For me, they have always, and that might seem an easier route to take, but for me, they have always told me that I need to be in my own energy. You need to be featured in your own energy. They're saying when you start off, that might change for you later on, but initially stay in your own energy because of the purity of it and the innocence and they're stressing the word the purity of your energy. So know that you will be divinely led. So thank you so much for calling in, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Okay, lots of love. God bless you. Take care.
You too. Have a blessed day.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you so much, Rhonda. And for each and every one of us, you will be divinely led, just like the channel says today. Listen to the message within you. Listen to your intuition. That is God speaking through your heart. And then go out and ask for those signs in which to take inspired action toward bringing forth your gifts and your talents and your ability. Let's go to our next caller, 206. This is Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Bay Area.
And tell me, have you received signs in which you got excited to make inspired action to step forward?
This is a good topic for today because I haven't really advertised my services because I feel like I'm not clear of what they are, like specifically unique to me. I know in general, but I've been asking for clarity of how I can make my own business unique.
Okay. How your business is already unique because it's your fingerprints that are on it.
Right.
And that's the energetic, special and unique resonance that you hold. If you're doing this for your business to stand out, that's different because that is already putting your energies on the outcome. And that is not your providence. That's the providence of the how and the when of taking your creativity, your enthusiasm, your passion, and your excited childlike wonder and doing something and then letting it go as to what God needs to do with it. What do you love doing, Kate? What do you do when you do it? You lose all track of time.
Well, I work in event creation.
Do you love doing that?
I love the creativity of it and ideas, mm-hmm. coming up with new ideas.
Okay. And so do you want to do this in your own business and not part of an organization?
Yeah, I have done it, and now I've moved to a new area, and so I haven't advertised myself yet in this new city that I live in.
Well, how do you expect people to find you? I mean, just like with Rhonda, time to make business cards, time to put your beautiful face on there, time to go to different businesses,
But as advertising is doing what? You know, that's the issue, is what is my what? What is my services?
Well, that's for you to decide if you want to be
right,
a party.
Right, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I don't have clarity in.
Okay, so you need to ask yourself, if the fog is coming with, would you like to do bridal showers? Would you like to coordinate baby showers, work with children's birthdays? Would you like to do, anniversaries? Would you like to, in what area would you most get excited? Some people don't like to work, with weddings. Some people don't like to work, with certain areas. You need to ask yourself, what makes you excited? And I don't think you've asked yourself that yet.
Okay.
What are you most excited about doing? Drop down to your heart. What makes
uh-huh.
you excited about coordinating? I know a friend of mine who was a client and then became a very dear friend. She started out just catering, and then she understood that what she really loved doing, she was making cupcakes. And then she decided that she would exclusively only do children's birthday parties. And then she designed these mini cupcakes with all these beautiful, little decorations around them and the tablecloths and everything else for children's birthday parties. And it would not have come to her unless she started off with a broader aspect. I mean,
right.
like the events. So they really want you to hone in. They're not going to tell you in which area, because that is for you to determine. That's your free will. But they're saying it's in there, and the only reason it hasn't come out yet is because you haven't allowed yourself to be still enough and to say, what gets me most excited? The first card that comes out for you is the Five of Pentacles. And the Five of Pentacles is a card. Sometimes it's a card of lack, or it's a card of seeing that you don't quite have all that you need in order to step forward. But it's just changing your perspective. That's what it is. You have everything you need when you have the will, and you have the determination, and you have the joy and the creativity in your heart with your special set of unique fingerprints. You have everything you need to step forward. And the second card tells us that, because it's the Two of Wands. And the Two of Wands is showing your success around it. Okay, it's like you have the world in your hands, and you're waiting just to put a few things into place
mm-hmm.
and speak to a few people and for opportunities and connections to start coming to you. The third card is the Trust card. Trust that you are a unique, extraordinary being. They keep stressing, with your own set of fingerprints, and you have all the wherewithal to take this and to make it into a business. But you have to have belief in yourself, and you have to hone it down into that one area that you would love doing So I hope that's been helpful for you, Kate. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. That was great.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. Our next caller, 209. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. May I help you, please?
This is Lana.
Hi, Lana. Where are you calling from?
From California.
From Cali. And have you noticed some signs that have been presented to you?
Yes. I tried to do a woman's weight loss program online, and that didn't seem to work out really well. And I'm looking more into helping teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get into juvenile hall and help Zumba, and I just want to make sure that that's what I'm supposed to do, is to work with teenagers and kids with the health coaching.
Oh, yes, yes, a million times yes. You were put on the planet to help those children to realize how unique and how special they truly are, and to not hide their light and to radiate forth. Do you know that what age group are you working with, Lana?
I want to work with teenagers, like pre-adolescent, like 10 to 17. I've had this vision since I was 17 years old that I would work with troubled teens, and
mm-hmm.
it just hasn't manifested yet, and that's where my passion is, to help kids that feel lost and that don't have hope, and I want to instill in them. And with dancing, that has always been like a daydream that I've always had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been a freeing feeling that I've had. And I'm certified that I want to bring that into juvenile hall.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. You have such beautiful energies, and you're going to go on to help these children. While I'm shuffling the cards, the Posse of Angels wants you to know, do you know you're working with awakened children? Do you know about the crystal children and the rainbow children that are being seeded on the planet ever since 1994, 95?
I just found out about rainbow children this week. I've never heard about it until this week.
I like that confirmation. Thank you very much, Posse of Angels. They want you to read up on crystals. And the rainbow children, because they are born of a different energy. These children are often extremely sensitive to, first of all, artificial coloring, flavoring, preservatives, all of those things. They're sensitive in nature. They're telepathic. They're very psychic. And it is by your investigative research on these children that's going to help you bring in the opportunities and the connections for you to further your work with these children. It's going to keep you in wonderful stead, Lana. Oh, I'm so excited for you. Let's go to the cards. You're definitely, definitely, definitely on the right path there. Let's go to the cards. Okay, they want you to know the Four of Cups comes up. And the Four of Cups often comes up when it's often a card of boredom, but this is not in this case. In this case, they're showing that there is something, there's like a piece of the puzzle. There's something that is going to be given to you out of the blue in connection with your divine work with these children. They're saying, don't stop doing this just because you can't see the big picture where it's heading. Okay? Stay true to your heart, stay true to your intuition, and keep asking for those signs and how to step forward. That's the latest sign for you was to research and to find out more about the crystal children and the rainbow children. Okay, so they're saying that there is a gift from God coming to you in the form of an opportunity or connection that's going to help you to further your work with these children. Okay? The next card that is coming in for you is, oh, isn't that beautiful, more cups. This is, the cups are about emotional fulfillment, and this is the pinnacle of all the cups. It's the Ten of Cups. It's the happy ever after card. This is the rainbow, sunshine, lollipops, and flowers card. You know, this is, you are on the right path for your emotional fulfillment And on this card, there's a man and a lady with a beautiful rainbow of cups and two little children dancing, and this is the confirmation that the sign is to be working with those children, because they need you just as much as you need them. Because when you're going to be working with them, you're going to feel whole and complete, as if you came back for not no other purpose but to do this. But this is an integral part of the puzzle piece of the ascension of the planet in order for you to do this. And it couldn't be any more clear, because as seven card comes in next, and the seven is about doing God's work. You are divinely led to do this work, and the chariot tells me that there's going to be lots of movement around this area for you. So I'm very excited for you, Lana, to step forward, to do that research on the crystal and the rainbow children, and to open yourself up to receive those connections and opportunities as far as you working with these extraordinary children. And the reason you're working with these extraordinary children is because you're extraordinary as well.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. God bless you for all the work that you do and you're going to do, and sending you lots of love.
Aw, thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller, 985. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, speaking with Risha, R-I-S-H-A, Risha.
R-I-S-H-A. Hi, Risha. How are you and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alabama, and I need to find out why I've made a connection with an individual in India. His name is Vinay, and there seems to be, I don't know if it's a spiritual connection or it's supposed to turn out to be something much more than that, as well as a spiritual connection. I need some insights on this this wonderful person and why he's come into my life. Yeah. Seriously, I need to know.
Oh, gosh, I get such a warm, squishy feeling in my heart, Risha. Oh, my gosh. He is yummy. They're saying he's very yummy. They're saying, yes, he's come in. You obviously were a couple or intertwined in some aspect in a former life. This person has come back as a karmic connection for you to help you. It might be romantically involved, or it might be bringing together of an opportunity. Have you traveled to India?
No.
Okay. All right. The posse of angels are saying it would be most fortuitous for you to travel to India.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
There is some
huh.
opportunity or some business or something like that which will open up for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow.
It is wonderful, and that's why this person has shown up in your life. If you can,
wow.
What sign are you, Risha?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, you're a Virgo. Okay. If you could swing it at all, we are past, it doesn't have to be like tomorrow. I'm saying just keep it in the back of your mind, because there's a reason that this person has come into your life to show you the next step.
Oh,
and
wow.
They want you to know that open yourself up for taking an adventure like you've never experienced before.
Oh, wow.
Open yourself up to much wider horizons and expansive possibilities. Stop limiting yourself and know that when you rise above your horizons, when you rise above your current where you live, your work or whatever it is, there's a whole world out there waiting
yes.
for you. And the possibilities
wow.
for you. And they want you to go to India.
Oh, my God.
They're showing me a visual of you in a sarapi like a traditional Indian sarong. Oh, my gosh, you're so lovely.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
This man claims he's in love with me, though.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in love.
Now, how long have you known this person?
You know, I feel like I've known him all my life.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. I've known him now for about 2.5 years. Yeah.
It feels like a connection. It might be romantic. That they're saying you won't know until you go over there and you follow
right.
your intuition. Follow your
wow.
intuition. But also, you know, I guess as women following to a foreign land, it might be good to go with a friend. It might be but
okay.
they're saying be wary but follow your intuition. You know, to see if this sits well with you. But they're also stressing some kind of business or opportunity more than the romantic. So a romance might grow. Who knows? Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. The next card that comes
okay.
out.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Cards.
Yeah.
Okay, the Knight of Wands. The Knight of Wands denotes movement, travel. Okay, this is a confirmation of you traveling.
Okay.
Traveling. Okay, and the next card that comes out for you is the Four of Pentacles. The Four of Pentacles is a lot about being open to more abundance in your life, and not holding on to life so tightly. You know, it's open up to the adventure of life. And the next card of yours is the Queen of Swords, which is your having authority over yourself, meaning to be guided and led by the divine inside of you, by your intuition. So, and I'm not
yeah.
saying to pack your bags tomorrow, but they're saying be open to the adventure of life, you in good stead. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, I think this man would like me to go to India. I'm not kidding. I think he would like me to go there. I think that's
right.
his objective.
Well, you follow your intuition and what feels
yeah.
best for you. All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And let's go to our next caller. Call this up. Let's go to 609, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, my name is Susan. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Susan from New Jersey. Have you gotten any signs recently about taking inspired action forward?
I've gotten little signs, I think, from the angels. I don't know if it was an action forward. I've been praying and trying to listen more, and I was cleaning out my purse yesterday, and I found I pulled up in my hand an angel pin and a dime
mm-hmm.
at the same time. So, and the angel pin I found 2 weeks ago when I moved, and I guess I must have stuck it in there, and then I found it again. So I don't know if that was a literal sign, or because I know dimes have some type of meaning too. But
yeah, well, that the angels are leading you to abundance. They're saying. I just had it. Something about your new move. They're saying that you were moved to this new area not by happen chance. Have you noticed why in particular that you were moved to this new area?
It's actually it's my hometown. I moved back to my mom's house after 16 years. I've called you before. I have stage 4
yes.
breast cancer, so that's part of the reason. I'm also feeling, I don't know, I've been going through so much. And I'm also a Reiki healer. I don't know if I've ever told you that.
No.
And you were mentioning Reiki. I was listening when you were mentioning Reiki, and I keep getting pulled back into that. I've been a pet sitter for years, and actually with the breast cancer, I'm on SSI, but I'm not throwing in the towel yet. Something's telling me just to keep on fighting and keep on living and to move forward and not, you know, just lay around. So,
Susan, in the place that you're living now, in the area that you're living now, there are animal hospitals, there are vets, there are other farms around where you are?
I mean, it's kind of where I used to live. It was more country, but I don't know, I didn't connect with anybody. And this is my hometown. This is where, you know, I grew up and everything. I keep getting pulled back to this one older veterinarian who I used to see with a pet sitting client. I don't know if I should go in there. Something keeps telling me to maybe go in there.
And when you go in there, don't go in there without your business cards that tell that you're an animal. You're an animal communicator. Because you are. That you do Reiki on animals, and then with a little flyer for your services. The more professional you can present yourself, the more professional people are going to treat you. This is your hometown. You're a hometown girl. This is your, you know. And I'm just getting shocked left, right, and center. Please, they're saying, please, Susan, please present yourself in this way. You get your business cards and flyers in line, and then you take them inside, and then you present yourself. I've got about 4 minutes left. Let's go to the cards. This is a great move for you, actually. This is going to be a really great move for you, and a lot is going to be revealed. You know, and because you're so comfortable in your surroundings where you grew up or that you know, you'll have more of the energy to be able to go out and to present yourself in a very authentic way. Whoa, go girl, you got the high priestess. The high priestess says, go and show everybody that you're the high priestess. Go out, present yourself as that animal communicator, as that Reiki teacher, as that Reiki practitioner, and that you can help animals and you can help their owners. This is going to lead to a lot of different things. Whoa, okay, two major arcana cards. Okay, you got the justice card. Speak your truth, sweetheart. Okay, speak your truth. And this is about contracts and signing up and all kinds of things like that. No, they're saying, Susan, you are not finished yet. You are not finished yet. Okay, put that halo back in the closet. because you're so gorgeous. They want you to know you are so gorgeous and you have so much to share, And they're saying, please, the third card for you, my love, is Nine of Pentacles. Feel that luxurious abundance because of these talents that you were given, and please do go out and share them with others. And I hope that's been helpful for you. I've got to end now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, love you lots. God bless you, Susan. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And thank you so much to all of my callers and listeners. That wraps the show up for today. Thank you for tuning in. If you did not get a chance to get online with me, Claire Candy Hoff at Angel Healing House, you can always book your reading with me at Angel Healing House for your intuitive counseling and your Reiki healing sessions. Guide distant healing, either in my Los Angeles office or in the distant healing over Skype and phone. You can call 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your absolutely beautiful, radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm sending you so much love and, of course, angel blessings. Take care, and I look forward to speaking with you all next week. Bye.